It's The Record. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman. And for college students, tis the season of final exams. For professors, that means grading final exams. At colleges all across the land, professors are giving students a flurry of B's and A's, many more than they deserve in some cases. It's called grade inflation when students are getting higher marks than they deserve. Robert Zaretsky is a history professor at the University of Houston, and his recent article on grade inflation was published in the Chronicle of Higher Education. Hi, Robert.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm good. So, from your perspective, why is grade inflation a problem?
It's a problem for the very same reason that financial inflation or monetary inflation is a problem. It devalues the very currency that you live by. When a dollar is no longer a dollar, when an A is no longer an A, nobody quite knows what the true value of X is. And in that case, in the case of the academy, X is the quality of a student's work, be it a paper, be it an exam, and it's problematic.
And yet, you're a part of the process. You admit to inflating grades yourself. Why do you do it?
Well, you nearly said I'm part of the problem, and you're right. I am part of the problem, and there are several reasons. In my case, I can't speak for my colleagues, but in my case, the problem part is I want to believe that I am being effective, but my effectiveness is no longer measured in terms of what I can teach as a historian, or that's increasingly less frequent the case. Instead, my effectiveness is measured by how well I teach writing. Many of us have become composition teachers. In part, we've become composition teachers because of what's being done or not being done in our high schools. With increasing frequency, high schools are teaching to the test. They're not teaching writing. And so when we get 18, 19-year-olds into our classes, before we can teach, say, the history of modern France, we need to teach the students how to write so that they can think critically about the history of modern France. And it is remedial work. And so what I found myself doing, David, is that at the start of a semester, I tell the students that my principal task as their professor is to teach writing, because without having that skill, they can't think well. They can't think well. They can't be a student of history, and they really can't be a responsible citizen. And once I issue that warning in the first flurry of papers or drafts that students hand in, I am very liberal in handing out D's and C's to let them know that I'm taking this task very seriously. And of course, I cover the paper with red ink, marking those places that require improvement. But over the course of the semester, what I find myself doing is inflating those grades from D's and C's to B's and A's. And if I'm honest with myself about what is taking place, it's not because the papers themselves have improved that dramatically. Instead, what's changed is my attitude towards my own work. The papers really haven't changed at all objectively, or they've changed, but not as dramatically as the new grades warrant. But by the end of the semester, I find it's very difficult to reconcile myself to my responsibility, my task, my vow that I will make them better students, and still find that I'm obliged to give those D's and C's. And so the grades begin to balloon. If only so that I can sleep better at night, if only so that the students can sleep better at night. And so, in a sense, what we've done, the students and myself, is to have entered into a kind of tacit agreement, a compact of sorts, in which if they go through the motions, I too will go through certain motions.
Yes. And well, Robert Zaretsky, we got to hit our newscast here. Thanks so much for telling us about it. Roger Zaretsky is a history professor at the University of Houston. His recent article on grade inflation that you can check out was published by the Chronicle of Higher Education. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman.